Welcome to the Chicks Talkin' Footy Joy Podcast, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women since day one. Lovely.
Tiffany Cherry has been a name synonymous with sports presenting in this country and has worked at loads of different TV stations, both nationally and internationally, in many different roles. She was the AFL's first female boundary rider on Fox Footy, and most recently you would be familiar with her Channel 9 show Women's Footy, which focused on the inaugural AFL women's season. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Tiff.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Marty, and thanks, Fee.
Now, your involvement with footy started back in the mid-90s.
Well, actually, earlier than that, really. I mean, my involvement dates back to me watching my brother, you know, running around and then watching him at school and following the Bombers, because I was told in no uncertain terms when I was about 4 years old, and a family friend said, "Oh, who do you barrack for?" And I said, I've no idea what you're talking about. I still remember it so clearly. And she said, "Well, you barrack for North Melbourne. Go and tell your brother that." So he was eight. I was four, so I marched up to him with all the gumption that I had and said, "I barrack for North Melbourne." And he said, "Well, you're not a member of this family. You can nick off if that's the case. You barrack for Essendon, and that's it."
And he's so eight.
He was eight. Yeah.
He had it sorted out.
I think he was threatening to backhand me. So I thought, okay, I'll barrack for Essendon. And Timmy Watson, number 32. So my involvement, obviously, and passion started there. And you know, I used to kick the footy with my brother all the time, but never played it because there was never an opportunity.
It's funny that, isn't it? I mean, I know you're an athlete. You were a triathlete and also a hurdler, is that right? Hurdler for Australian teams. Would you have gone to footy, do you think, if that was an option?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm so dirty that I'm 45. Like, and I actually, when Gil announced it last year, I went out that afternoon and went for a run. And I had in my head that I was going to go. I was going to have a crack. And I spoke to a long-term friend of mine. He goes, "Tiff, as much as you could probably play it, you'd last 5 seconds because you'll do a calf or a hamstring
or
Katie
a shoulder
Sheehan. Or whatever, a knee, and you've got a young child to look after." And I went, "Oh, God, yes, that's right. I've got to be selfless." Okay. So.
It is a shame, isn't it, for people like yourself and Debbie Lee and Shiloh Curtis and people like that who really pushed it from the beginning. But
well, you know, look, but it, I mean, some people had to miss out, and I mean, it's so wonderful, you know, that it's here. And as we heard Erin Phillips last night, and even Daisy Pearce said at the AFLPA MVP Awards on Monday, you know, "I'm so glad that Gil brought it forward 3 years, because otherwise we probably wouldn't be here in terms of their age." So, you know, kudos to Gil and to Mark Fitzpatrick, obviously chairman outgoing, you know, of the commission, and Simon Ethelene and even Josh Vandeloo, you know, for all the work that they've done. But bringing it forward has enabled, you know, a number of women who wouldn't have played to be able to taste the wonder and wonderful excitement that it is of AFLW.
I've just noticed that I found myself as a Hawks supporter sitting in a room with two Bombers, which is uncomfortable. But
yesterday was a fantastic day for women's footy and for the Mighty Bombers.
I did not enjoy that day at all. Well, I enjoyed the day, not the night. But I saw you down at the AFLW or the W Awards last night.
Yeah, it was
walking
great,
down
wasn't
the it, coral Dublin's? Carpet.
Let's just call it the red carpet.
Call it the red carpet. Do you think competing clubs in the AFL have been completely shocked by the success of the AFLW, or
I certainly do. I think there's a handful of us, and probably Debbie and Shiloh and myself and a couple of others, even maybe Daisy, who've been around. Now, even though I didn't play, I've been obviously involved in football since day dot. So more or less, I was playing. I just didn't have the opportunity. So we knew the groundswell that was there. We knew, and I've had, you know, women not just in football but across sports in Australia knocking on my door, banging on my door, like begging and pleading for coverage. Obviously, because it's a, you know, it's a circle that if you don't get coverage, you can't get sponsors, then you don't have money, and you can't grow the sport and all that kind of stuff. So I've done, you know, everything that I've been able to do to try and get not just the football up, but, you know, sport in general in this country, and give women the kudos and the recognition that they thoroughly deserve. So we knew it was around, but I mean, you know, that's 1% of the 100%. So most people didn't. And I think definitely the clubs and the AFL in itself and even the other sports have been taken back by what is a phenomenon. Like, this is, you know, this is a tsunami, as Gillen said at the beginning. It's coming and it's here, and you know, and it's going to continue to explode exponentially. You watch it over the next few years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like there's been a revolution just in the last couple of years. There's been people pushing it for decades, but then suddenly the wave just come through, and it's here to stay, which is great to see. And another thing that's been great to see is so many of the female broadcasters like yourself, Kelly Underwood, Neroli Meadows and Sam Lane front and centre during the women's league. Do you think that'll continue through the men's league as well, that you'll all have the profile and continue on that way?
Well, I think it'll be a natural pickup over time. So we've now seen opportunities for younger generation of journos and presenters coming through, given opportunities. So as organisations, whether they be radio or television or
print, footy team,
whatever it might be, are looking to create more of a diverse workplace, then they'll look at these young girls coming through and obviously, you know, handpick them, cherry pick them, and they'll come through. Yeah, so it is a natural progression. I mean, I don't think suddenly we're going to see women everywhere in extra numbers, but, you know, we've seen, I saw a couple last year who were sitting next to me on the boundary, covering the football through the men's season, and that was so awesome to see. And it has been a slow progression, but it's over the last 20 years, but, you know, we're getting there.
Well, one thing that struck me last night, you know, being a lesbian myself, I suppose I looked at what was happening, and so many of the girls came with their female partners and were quite happy
to
their photos. And Erin Phillips being the poster girl now of the AFL at the moment as a lesbian mum with twin boys,
and thanking her wife publicly. It was
kissing her wife after she won the award, and she doesn't seem to be making a point either, just being herself, which is so lovely.
Funny that I was speaking to Debbie Lee and her partner after, and they've got a little son, and I said to her, because I was sitting next to Caroline Wilson, when Erin thanked her wife, and I turned to Caroline and I said, well, we've just seen a big change moving forward. And she just nodded and looked at me. And then I, you know, briefly discussed that with Debbie after the awards, and we were walking next door for the, you know, the suites and the dance floor. And she said, you know, it's funny because for so long people kind of looked at us sideways and with two heads and, you know, this is Debbie speaking. And she said, and now, you know, this is just normal. This is just natural for us, for people who are gay, to bring their partners. I mean, this is our community and this is what it is. And it's fantastic. And I think for the women to be leading the way, you know, for the men, because we still don't have any men who feel like they can publicly come out in the AFL. And we know that they're there. And so, you know, hopefully this will start to break down those barriers and provide a safer environment for them to feel like, you know, it is no big deal and they can come out and move forward as a community.
And I think on that, what you said, Fee, is so right about Erin Phillips. It's just her normal.
Yeah.
It's you know, she's not making a point, which is fantastic. I also think that the advent of women's football and then, you know, many other prominent women's sports is that young boys and young girls, and now that's now their norm, that women play the same sports as men.
Yeah.
And that's amazing, them growing up thinking that.
And their sexuality shouldn't play a part in anything at all. Like, who cares what you do in your personal life? And this is, you know, it's wonderful that you can bring them forward and celebrate them as part of your family in these moments. But it's got nothing to do with how you are on the field.
How far you can kick it, or what your time is for the 400, or all those sort of things.
You know, and we're not a homogenous society. I mean, you know, we're a diverse society, and all opportunities should be out there for people of all diversity.
Exactly. Totally agree with you. Now, I'm just going to go into some of the other sports you've done. So you've done, well, Olympic and Commonwealth Games six or something over many years.
I think seven. Seven winter and summer Olympic Games and three Commonwealth Games.
And then ESPN, all sorts of, you know,
CNN.
International things. Which has been your, what do you love the most? Which broadcasting do you love the most?
The Olympics for me is my, I just, it just makes my heart sing. It's what inspired me to do what I'm doing. You know, when I was 8 years old and I was watching the Moscow Olympics and just the fantasy land of what that was, you know, and being able to get up at 2:30 in the morning and have a hot chocolate and just the theatre of it. But that's what I love about sport. I mean, it's like what we saw on the weekend, Hawthorn and Essendon, and, you know, and you go across every game just about. There was just this fantastic theatre, and with the AFLW. And I'm a storyteller, and that's – and I love going to movies. And for me, you know, the sporting arena is my theatre and my movie. And, yeah, so the Olympics, every time, every moment, I mean, I have felt myself fall away a little bit with the whole the controversy and whatever going on in the last decade, which has tainted it somewhat, but still the essence of that is my favourite.
I thought I'd fallen away as well, but then as I got close, I was in London for the London Olympics, and as it got close, I was like, "Yeah, well, hang on, I still love it. I do still love it."
Yeah, it transcends anything and everything.
So, do you think at the moment that you will remain in football, in AFL, you know, or you will branch out again to other sports?
Look, I mean, I love other sports, and I certainly will do other sports. But football is, you know, one of my very first loves. So I work for 3AW. I'm part of their commentary team. So moving forward through the football season now, you know, I'll be working every weekend, either boundary riding or you know, doing score updates around the ground. So that's, you know, that gives me a real hand in it. And I MC a number of functions. I'm doing the big blockbuster on Thursday, Richmond and Collingwood, you know, so it'll be a part of that.
So you do their pre-game.
the president's or chairman's function, yeah. Mm,
fantastic. Now, I remember seeing you in the 90s. And
really?
Yeah, and looking at you doing, I'm sure you're boundary riding around then, or maybe doing other...
I just started, Well, no, I started in 2001 was the first time.
There you go.
But 96, I was working for Channel 7, and I was the second female ever in the sports department and the first in 10 years behind what was her name?
Yes, Dixie Marshall.
Yeah, Dixie Marshall.
So I looked at you doing that with football, and I thought, that's amazing, because I love football and not many, you know, women were involved, and I thought that's a brilliant pathway, and it has taken me some time to get near any broadcasting. But so thank you for that inspiration, and also thank you very much for coming in to speak to us today on Chicks Talking
pleasure.
Footy.
Thanks, Muddy. Thanks, Fee, and love the show. So keep up the great work.
Footy on Joy 94.9, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL Women's since day one. Lovely.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.